The message I'm about to share with you today should not be new to you if you've been faithfully present here in this household of faith. It is a pertinent word for us. Ezekiel 36 starts out with these statements. In verse 1, it says, "Also thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, Ye mountains, hear the word of the Lord." Ye mountains, hear the word of the Lord. Wait a minute. Mountains have ears? Yeah. Everything that God has created has the ability to hear. I remember many years ago, my oldest son and I went to California. And I took him to a place where God did a lot of things in my life, and for family that took me in and supported me. But while we were there, we went to a city called Monterey. And in Monterey, they had something like an aquarium or sea world or something like that. Forgotten what their caption is. And when we got there, there were stingrays. The stingrays just doing their thing. And they'll come and little kids will pet them and stuff like that. But by the time we came to the edge of this pool where this stingray were, they had all moved to a distant corner. And I stood there and I pointed to one of them. I said, "You, come here, I want to pet you." And that one turned around and it started coming towards me. It came, it was right in front of me, and it started going away. I said, "You heard me. I said I want to pet you. Come back here." It turned around and it stuck its head, its body, out of the water. I pet it and I said, "You can now go." That was a stingray. It could hear me. Things hear. Jesus said, "If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say." We can speak to mountains. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He said to the fig tree, "I want to eat fruit out of you." The fig tree said, "Not my season." Jesus says, "Really? Not your season? Therefore, it shall not be your season. You shall not bear fruit." The Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto it. Mark 11. He answered. He answered it because the thing was saying something to him. And the problem that we face in our lives many times is that we think in terms of natural seasons and natural abilities. This is not possible because of this. Now, let me say something to us today. All things are possible to them that what? Believe. All things. Sometimes what you say may be resisted of the enemy. A blind man came to the Lord, needed healing. Jesus touched him and spoke healing into his life and says, "What do you see?" He says, "I see men like trees walking around." Jesus says, "No, that's not perfect. You can't be looking at me That's crazy, because you're going to be either running scared because you're so tall, or else you might be chopping down people and trying to make firewood out of them. Touch you again, touched him again, the man's eyes were properly refocused. Sometimes God has to touch a second time. God spoke to John in the book of Revelation. He says, prophesy again. There are times you need to say what you said before again. Just like I said to that stingray. Where are you going? Come back here. I'm supposed to pet you. That's why I called you from there. The reason I called you from there to come here is not so that you can go away from here. I want you here so I can pet you. And now it obeyed. It did something that it had not done before I got there. This time, it put itself out so I can touch it. I didn't have to touch the water, I touched it. Andrew, tap. Oh, I don't know about that. Well, years later, I found out that stingrays could be dangerous. You exercise the authority God has given to you, and there's no way you're going to fail. Amen? It will be unto you according to God's word and also according to what you believe. Son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel and say, ye mountains, hear the word of the Lord. Hear what God is saying. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy had said against you, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, to the desolate waste, and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Edomia, which have appointed my land unto their possession with joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds to cast it out for a prey. Yes, you've been beaten down mountain, you've been just harassed and left desolate, and the heathen thinks they're in control. Oh, but something is changing now. Hallelujah. But how is it going to happen? They've appointed our land unto their possession. They've taken what belongs to us and said, it is ours. The promises of God that belongs to me, they've taken it, and they're living the life I should live. The prince is walking, and the servant is riding the royal horse. Things are upside down. I'm supposed to be the blessed and highly favored, and I'm renting. And the one who is busy swearing, cursing, smoking cigars and marijuana and boozing till the next day, gambling everything, is my landlord. That is backwards. Somebody listening? This is not how it's supposed to be. I am not supposed to be begging, and my oppressor, who does not know God, is enjoying life. He wants to go to Las Vegas? Just like that. And he's flying business class, first class, and I'm in the caboose by the toilet. This is backwards. Somebody listening? This is backwards. This is not how it's supposed to be. How is it that I am the blessed and the highly favored, and I'm the one sweating when the word of God says, no sweat for me? So God says, prophesy therefore. Someone say, prophesy therefore. That means that nothing changes until you start prophesying. You start saying it. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. You've borne the shame of the heathen. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And yield your fruits to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. In other words, land, get ready, my people are coming to their rightful place. Winnipeg, get ready. I'm coming to my rightful place. Canada, get ready. I am coming to my rightful place. World, get ready. I'm coming to my rightful place. Get yourself ready. Hallelujah. 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 Everything must get itself ready for your entrance. You didn't hear what I said. I said everything must get itself ready for your entrance. I believe it was last Friday. Something happened here. While I led the people of God in times of the prophetic word and prayer, a word came forth out of my mouth that was very intense. And I believe it hit the target. I said, there shall be no poverty in Glory and Peace Church. Amen. And when I said it, I knew this was all God. Beyond me, this was God. God was saying, I banish poverty from this place. Everyone who is part of this family, I declare judgment on poverty that has come against you in any way, shape, or form. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be run out of your town, out of your life, out of your family, out of your generation. In the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. God has not planned poverty for me. He is my good shepherd. I shall lack nothing. I said, I shall lack nothing. The mountains shall produce for me. The hills shall produce for me. The rivers shall produce for me. The valleys will produce for me. Every aspect of my life shall be productive, because Jesus is Lord. Do you receive it? Yes. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown,
And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be built. And I will multiply you. I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is God saying that your great, that's the other word the Lord gave to us on Friday. Your latter days shall be greater than your former. The days of greater are for you. When the world is thinking in your older days, you will be poor because you can't work, you are retired, and no money is coming. Now shall money find you. Now shall blessings find you. Now shall rest find you. Now shall peace find you. Now divine health will find you. You'll be healthier now than you were in your youth. In the name of Jesus. Let everything that is get ready for you. Amen. The word of the Lord says, the land shall be tilled and it will be sown. Tilled and sown. Oh, but how do you sow? You sow with seed. It is one thing to till. If you till the ground and don't sow, weeds will show up. Somebody say, no weeds in my life. I will receive what I'm expecting because I sow what I'm expecting. Hallelujah. The Lord told us at this feast that he was going to do a seed exchange. When you bring seed to God, your natural seed, God exchanges the seed from the tree of life. Hallelujah. With you. I'm not asking you to engage your natural mind, because your natural mind will deceive you. I'm calling to you to engage the mind of Christ that is in you. The mind of Christ does not have any iniquity in it. The mind of Christ is not polluted. The mind of Christ is not clouded with failure and defeat and confusion. The mind of Christ is very clear. It sees the heart of the Father. It sees what the Father is doing. It sees the will of God. And it knows that the will of God must be done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. What does God think about your life? He says, I know my thoughts concerning you. I have great plans for you. For what God is declaring to happen in our lives to happen, the certain things we must be very conversant of. We must remind ourselves that we are the people of God, the family of God, that we are not heathen or pagan. We are Christians.
born again of the Spirit of God. And this God, verse 25 says, it says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. Clean water, the water of his word, clean water from the river of God. So I'm going to sprinkle it on you. And ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Somebody say, God is my God. This is God saying, okay, I know you've messed up. I know I was very upset with you. But I tell you now, my tender mercies, my loving kindness is being focused on you. And therefore, I'm going to take that stubborn heart of yours, I'm going to take it out. It has been adulterated by the malware of the enemy. He's pumped into you too much falsities, delusions, deceptions. And I cannot work with this heart because it's not going to work 100%. So I'm going to take it out. This is a heart that is filled with iniquity. I'm going to take it out. But I'm going to give you a heart of flesh. Another heart of flesh? The first heart of flesh is hardened. So you're not going to give me another heart? That is spirit. No, he said, I'm going to give you another heart of flesh. But this heart of flesh that I'm giving to you just like I gave to you before, because there was nothing wrong with the first heart. There was nothing wrong with the first heart. Deception came to it. Man, the first man did not sin because he had a sinful heart. The first man did not sin because he had original sin. His heart was perfectly okay. It was the same heart that Jesus came with. But Jesus decided to obey the word of God and do the will of the Father rather than believing the lies of the enemy, who came and said, bow down to me and I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. It is written. Someone say, it's written. It's written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father. I live my life based on what God's word says, not what my tummy is talking about. Not what my natural eyes are perceiving. I live my life based on what the word of God says. And when you live your life based on the word of God, I tell you, laws, regulations, all kinds of things change. Just because. Do you understand? Just because. There are things I've received in my life that were not based on what the book said.
was legal or right. What the company said. But because I requested something, something changed. Somebody listening? Something changed. And I got what I wanted. Not because the bylaw said I had the right to it. I had the right to what I believed God for. Did you hear what I said? You have the right to believe God for what God said. When you purchase anything, what does God say He wants to pay? It's not based on what you have in your pocketbook, in your bank account. It's based on what God said. Please hear what I'm saying to you. It has always been that way, and it will always be that way. God decides what He wants to pay for a house, for a car, for your groceries, for anything. Absolutely anything. But when you go shopping with your natural mind, you pay what the world wants. But when you go shopping with God, He pays what He wants. Amen? I don't know if you're hearing me yet. I say God pays what He wants. But you have to be in consultation with Him. Now, sometimes God pays more than what is asked for. It's not that God just always pays below what the asking price is. Sometimes God pays more than they are asking. So why would He want to do that? Because He wants to bless somebody. That means you can go to a restaurant and buy your food, and God says, tip $100. You say, but God, my food is $5. What do you mean, tip $100? No, do what God said. Because at the flip side of that $100 is mega blessings that are going to pursue after you and overtake you. You don't know what that waitress is crying out for. You have no clue. And you are there to be a blessing. And the person who's a blessing knows that they are a blessing. Many years ago, the Lord gave me a word and I shared it with you. I give because I have. Even when your pocket is empty, say, God, what do you want? God says, $10. I say, $10. You want me to show the other side of the pocket? God. No, $10. He says, $10. Hey, $10. Okay. $10. I owe you. Before you step out of the door, somebody comes and says, the Lord is speaking to me to give you this $10. I need the $10. Oh, God says, I owe you. Hey, God, $10. Give him his $10. Because he wrote the IOU. And now the money has come. Give it to him. Because by the time you cross the door, something else will fall into your place, and something else, and something else. And if nothing happens, at least you know you've obeyed God. Yes. Amen? And God said that He's not going to owe you anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've come to the conclusion when God tells me, I want this from you, I don't argue anymore. Even when I want to argue, I say, oh God, where is it? And you know, He knows. Tell you something. He knows where the money is.
He knows where you are hiding it. Even if you pretend to have forgotten where it is, he will walk you to it. He says, you want to go out today? Yes. Wear that dress. And you put on that dress or that suit. He says, put your hand in the pocket. You put your hand in the pocket. Yeah, there's something here. You bring it out. It's brown. Hey, I didn't know. God will. He said he would give seed to the sower. Yes? Don't live your life anymore based on what you think. Live your life based on what God is saying. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Live your life based on what God is saying. He's going to give you a new heart, a heart that beats after him. And he says, and ye shall dwell, verse 28, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I'll be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I'll call for the corn. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, I will call for what? I will call for the corn. Huh? And will increase it. Huh? And lay no famine upon you. Wow. And I'll multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more what? Reproach of famine among the heathen. Look at these people. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways. He said, I'm going to bless you now. I'm going to bless you. But while I'm blessing you, you're going to remember. This is not because of my goodness. I also messed up. He says, then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this. I'm not doing this because of you, said the Lord God. Be it known unto you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus said the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be built. The wastes shall be built. Praise the Lord. And the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by, and they that shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the garden of what? Eden. Last week the Lord says, it is time to return back to what? Eden. I have never stood before you to preach a word or to declare a word to you, to bring a message to you, because I went and I studied through all the scriptures and I put everything together and I planned this sermon or whatever. Never. This is what I do. I spend my time day in, day out, saying to the Lord, what do you want to say? What exactly do you want to say? How do you want to say it? Where do you want me to read from? And if I get nothing, and there might be that day that I might come here, and while I'm still sitting down there, I've not received one word yet. I can tell you, when I get there and I still don't have any word, I will tell you, the Lord didn't tell me anything to tell you today. Let's go home. That'll be the shortest service, I think. But I'm not about to come present a word to you that I've not heard from God. Amen? And I think in reality, all the years of ministry, I've been preaching the same one message, really. It's one message going on and 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 on. And next 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80 years, it will still be the same thing. The Lord said to us, return back to Eden. And last Sunday I told you that in Eden was the river of God. And that river split into four heads. The first one was called what? Pison. And Pison means what? Increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it was in the land of Havilah. And it had good gold. Hallelujah. It had what? Good gold in it. Not fake gold. Not fool's gold. Highest quality gold. Praise the Lord. It had gold. It had delium. Then it said the second river was the river Gihon. If God is telling us to go back and he is going to turn that which was a desolate land, he's going to make it like Eden, then he's saying, I'm going to have those, the river of God there. And the Lord started us with that, didn't he? The river of God. And he called us, he said, I want you to bring me water. Remember that? That's not too long ago. He said, bring me water. And Lord, what do you want this water for? Just bring the water. And when you bring that water and you lay your hands and speak over that water, call it the river of God. Wow. Call it the river of God. The river of God on both sides of this crystal water that comes from the very throne of God. The tree of life is there. And it produces fruit every month. Different, diverse fruit from the same tree. God says, you and I are going to experience that. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gihon. Do you remember what Gihon is? Busting forth. That means you're going to bust forth on every direction. And it ran through the land of Ethiopia, the place of blackness. And God is saying, it doesn't matter how black it is, you're going to bust forth. It doesn't matter how dark it is, you're going to bust forth. No limits on your life. Hallelujah. And then there was Hiddekel. Hiddekel is rapid. It's in the land of Assyria. The place of stepping up with good success. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, and the fourth river is the river Euphrates. Euphrates means fruitfulness, but it means also breakthrough. Hallelujah. Some say, my breakthrough is now. My fruitfulness is now. I am moving rapidly, stepping up, elevated in good success. I am this day operating with a grace upon my life, and I'm busting out. I'm busting forth. I am increasing in every direction. The blessing of God is upon my life. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places. Is there a place in your life that's ruined? Is there a place in your life that is messed up? God is the God who builds. And he says, and plant that was desolate. The desolate land, I plant there, God says. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will do what? Do it. I, the Lord, have what? Spoken it. And I will?
Do it.
I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will?
Do it.
I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will?
Do it.
I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will. Who does it? Who spoke it? Well, he said, I prophesied. Yes, you are prophesying out of the abundance of that which God has placed in your heart. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Did it not say that? I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I. What is the yet not I? I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. I am not the one that lives. That's what that means. That was not tough. I am crucified with Christ. When Jesus was crucified, did he die? Yes, he died. Yet not I, it is Christ that lives in me. Hey, he died. But he rose again from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Huh. Hallelujah. And the one who is risen from the dead is the one that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the what? The Son of God. I live by my faith. No, by his faith. His faith does not fail.
Amen.
When God believes, God believes.
Hallelujah.
And when God believes, he knows.
Yes.
He knows what? He knows that what he believed is so. And when God believes what he believes and knows what he knows to be true, he speaks it. He said, let there be light. And it was so. There was no sun. There was no moon yet. He just said it. And the God of your salvation is prophesying over your life. He's prophesying over my life. He's prophesying over Glory and Peace Church. He's prophesying over your family. He's saying to you and to me, that he, the God who builds ruined places and plants in desolate lands, he's saying, I, God, who spoke it, I'm going to build in ruined places and I'm going to plant in desolate lands. And you know this, if God builds, whatever it is he builds withstands the storm of life. In other words, when God blesses you, it sticks to you.
Amen.
Oh, you don't hear that. I said, when God blesses you, it sticks to you. You cannot be separated from the blessing of God. You and the blessing become one. Are you hearing?
Yeah.
I said, you and the blessing become what? One. It's like, if you've got salt and I've got salt, and we put both salt together, we cannot separate our salts once they come together.
Nope.
It's a salt covenant. Somebody listening? I double, triple, multiplied million times, trillion times, zillion times dare you to separate the salt that we mix together. It will not happen. Once it mixes, it is mixed. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. It is done. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Why? I have cleansed you from the pattern of your iniquities. Now listen to verse 37. Listen.
Thus said the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them. He says, you're going to come. You're going to ask me. This is about you and I prophesying again. God, you said it. I have not seen it. He says, you will come. You ask me about it. He says, I will increase them with men like a flock. God of increase, increase us with men like a flock. Increase us with men like a flock. Increase us with men like a flock. Oh, if you didn't still get it, watch this. Verse 38. Okay, I can understand you're going to increase us like a flock, with men like a flock. Two more, that's an increase. 10 more, that's an increase. And God says, no, that's not what we're talking about. As the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast. Do you understand this now? The flock, the solemn feast. That means the whole place is loaded to the overflow. Because during the solemn feast, it's not like a regular feast where this person brought something and this person brought something. Now everybody's coming. And no one is presenting themselves empty. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, you're going to have so much flock. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is God putting himself on the line. I'm going to increase you, and you're going to know that I am the Lord. I'm going to increase you, and the people that I'm increasing you with will know that I am the Lord. Every which way, the Lordship of the living God must be established.